I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
Bob Gibson was in the second wave of troops storming Normandy's beaches on D-Day. Now 100 and wheelchair-bound, NBC Nightly News filmed his return 78 years later. Bob reminisced about the estimated 4,400 Americans who died on June 6, 1944. The television interviewer asked his reactions upon returning, quoting, "I done this for you people," he emphatically responded. "Don't screw it up." Are we? For more than 50 years, I've been observing, reporting on, writing about, and moderating TV talk shows on public policy issues. What I'm seeing currently is disillusioned, disgusted, discouraged, distrustful, disbelieving, and disunited people. It's disturbing to see. How bad is it? A University of Maryland Washington Post poll reported in January of this year that one in three adults say violence against government can be justified. 30 years ago, some 90% said violence against government was never justified. Now it's just 62%. Repeated testimony and evidence regarding the January 6th attack confirms the poll's accuracy. I don't care what party you belong to, what philosophy you espouse, the color of your skin, or your net worth, there's no way to describe January 6th than to say it was an act of sedition to overthrow our government. What amazes me is that far too many political, religious, business, and civic leaders have sat quietly without expressing outrage at what happened. Those who conceived it, and the people who did it, far too many of us have seemingly accepted that this is just how things are. Is that what Bob Gibson risked his life on the beaches of Normandy for? Our acquiescence? How did we get from a people who believed in our system, trusted our leaders, even with political differences, were willing to unite to continue our way of life? Issues like guns, abortion, voting rights, gender issues, race, education policies, and a host of others divide us. Where once we were willing to participate in reasonable conversations and come up with compromise solutions, whoever disagrees with us now is just an enemy, not on that one position, but on all. The political culture is so toxic that most just withdraw entirely instead of engaging and sticking with it until the solutions are found. Demagogues, who have personal agendas for power, sow seeds of distrust and vitriol toward our government, the media, healthcare, education, and our election process. They know from examples like Hitler, Putin, and other autocrats that if you repeat claims frequently and with conviction, you can whip up fears and win increasing numbers into your cult. And allow me to pause just a moment here. Some have taken offense in my calling Donald Trump the leader of a cult. The Oxford Dictionary defines a cult, quote, "a misplaced or excessive admiration for a particular person or thing." Satisfied? The so-called silent majority has implied acceptance to bullying, lies, distrust, and our unity. Presidential historian Michael Beschloss said that 2022 could be the year we lose democracy. Quoting him, "Things we assumed were permanent in America are falling apart," he said. Americans are resilient, but only resilient when Americans roll into action. Closing quotes. I was encouraged and inspired by comments from actor Matthew McConaughey following the Robb Elementary School shooting in his hometown of Uvalde, Texas. He said, quote, "We're not as divided as we're being told we are," adding that we need to return to, again quoting, "the common table that represents the American people," close quotes. He continued, "We need to reclaim the middle ground," again quoting, "where most of us Americans live anyway," end of quotes. As he stood at the White House briefing room podium, he implored us to, again quoting, "rebrand ourselves on what we truly value. We've got to find some real courage to honor our moral obligation instead of our party affiliation." Closing quotes. McConaughey concluded, quoting again, "Let's start giving us, all of us, good reason to believe that the American dream is not an illusion. I like to believe he's right, that there is a majority who still believe in our country, our government, and are willing to do our patriotic duty to support and defend it. They're plenty willing to sacrifice to support the common good, to trust leaders and each other until they prove we can't. But we've got to stop fighting with each other and start fighting for each other. That's exactly what men and women who wore the uniform in World War II and in the years following fought for. Let's not allow this generation to be the ones who screw it up.